Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of the God Stories we are publishing this week. Former Chief Justice Makgweng Makgweng has not entered politics or joined any political formation, nor is he the president of any political party, said Linda Gobodo, founder of the Healing the Nation of Africa prayer movement, which is led by Makgweng. She was responding to an inquiry from Gateway News about a post on the Church Leaders South Africa Facebook group in which new faith-based political party All African Alliance Movement says that it is led by Makgweng. The post, accompanying a banner promoting the party's Gauteng launch on December the 3rd, urges bishops, pastors and church leaders to support its stand against the ANC in the 2024 elections. This is not the first time the AAAM has linked itself with the former Chief Justice. In early August, after the party announced that Makgweng was its presidential candidate in 2024, news stories were published reflecting support and disapproval of the former Chief Justice's alleged entry into politics. At the time, Bishop Meshack Tebe, Secretary General of the AAAM, was quoted in news reports as saying that since announcing Makgweng's candidacy, they have received extensive support locally and internationally. While addressing the media at a gala dinner hosted by the Southern African Institute of Government Auditors in Tshwane on September the 15th, Makgweng said that based on many prophetic words he has received, he believes he is called to be president one day, but he says he does not know when or how the prophecy will be fulfilled, and that he has no plans to join a political party or lobby to become president. It's amazing that even after the press conference, these stories continue, said Gobodo. Gateway News has sent a request to the AAAM for clarity on its statements about Makgweng leading the party. In other news, we look at two notable new Christian documentary movies that you can watch online for free. The first, called Nifento, sheds light on Iris Global Ministries and its efforts to share the love of Jesus Christ in northern Mozambique, amidst a campaign of terror which has displaced 800,000 people since 2018. Released last Friday, the documentary follows Heidi Baker, her husband Roland, and the ministry's CEO, Will Hart, as they fight to see love win against all odds in the midst of terrorism, chaos, and torture of the innocent. Many of our friends have lost their homes. They've been burned down, Heidi said. Others have lost their lives. But we are empowered by love, and because we are empowered by love, we continue to go. We are going to continue to go, low and slow. You can't stop us, because love wins. Filmed by two missionaries, James and Jessica Brewer, Nifento is a film that showcases the grim reality of war and terrorism in northern Mozambique. It features stories from families who are experiencing it firsthand, and the response of Iris Global, which is working hand in hand with the local church, according to the film's website. The documentary can be viewed online at nifento.com, that is, nifento.com. The second film, called Why the Nativity, is a full-length docudrama feature film exploring one of the most pivotal moments in human history, the birth of Jesus Christ. Set to premiere next week, the film by U.S. church leader Dr. David Jeremiah and Turning Point Ministries can be viewed for free on davidjeremiah.org from Friday this week, based on the book by Dr. Jeremiah titled Why the Nativity: 25 Compelling Reasons We Celebrate the Birth of Jesus. It explores why certain people, events, and locations were chosen by God in the birth of Jesus Christ. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.